Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, 1UP Web, and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The September issue is out now with a special section on children's services. You can check that out at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Our topic today is looking at franchises, especially the marketing end of a franchise, as something that's both global and local all at the same time. And I've got a great example of that with my guest today from Lyft Brands. Today we have Carolyn Lane. She's the U.S. Director of Marketing. Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Stephanie Nicholson, the Marketing and Communications Manager for Asia Pacific. Steph, how are you?
Yes, very good. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you both for being here. We've got a couple of different time zones on opposite ends of the earth covered right now. So I appreciate everyone finding some time to chat with us today. Carolyn, let's start with you. Give us a little bit of your backstory before you got to Lyft Brands.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually didn't study marketing, which is kind of funny, but I feel like that's more the case these days. But I got into marketing right after college through social media, actually. And after a variety of roles, I kind of landed in the franchising industry. And I've been creating marketing strategy and leading marketing teams in that industry for the last 6 years. For the last 2 years, have been really focused on the U.S. and Canadian markets for Snap Fitness.
Excellent. And Steph, give us a bit of your story prior to Lyft Brands.
Yeah, absolutely. So been in the fitness industry for about 15 years now. Probably similar to Carolyn, not, I guess, marketing, I guess, qualified as such, but have always had a very strong sales and marketing background across my roles. So predominantly corporate background, actually, and I've been in franchising now for about 18 months. I've worked across sales, marketing, operations, that's led me to, working with Lyft Brands in a predominantly marketing role, but we do a lot across the sales side of things and building strategies across the, you know, Australia, New Zealand and Asian markets. A little side note too, I grew up in Hong Kong, so I guess this role is very exciting for me to still be working across the Asia Pacific region.
That's cool. And you're based in Australia now, or where is your headquarters for your region?
Yeah, we're in Australia, Brisbane, Queensland.
Excellent. Beautiful. So tell me about Lyft Brands and all of the brands that are underneath that parent company.
Sure. I think I can start with that one and then I'll pass it over to Steph for global. So for the US, we have several smaller brands that just have a handful of stores. So that includes YogaFit and Steel Fitness. YogaFit obviously is more of a yoga concept, yoga focused, and Steel Fitness is more of a personal training type concept. We also, underneath that umbrella, have Fitness on Demand, which is actually kind of cool and very relevant, you know, coming up a post-COVID world, because they're a virtual fitness platform.
Oh, wow.
With a variety of on-demand classes from top trainers around the world. So in addition to having Fitness on Demand, or FOD, in our Snap Fitness locations, they're also present in places like hotels, residential buildings, and then other health clubs.
So was that a quick shift when COVID hit earlier this year, or was the FOD concept already in play?
It was already in play. So they've been around for a while, but they actually helped us create a program called Stay Fit. And that was a program that was available for everyone around the world. You didn't have to be a Snap Fitness member. And it included all of the a large library of workouts that you could do at home. So really trying to support people during those mandated shutdowns.
You know, I'm hearing that more and more. Some of the brands, especially in franchising, not necessarily just in fitness, but some restaurant brands and healthcare brands, people who invested in some sort of forward motion technology or planning a year ago, 2 years ago, whenever it was, and they just happened to make the right decision a couple of years ago to invest in that technology that suddenly here in 2020 has become critical for the growth of the brand. So kudos on that. Steph, tell me about what's happening with the brands in Australia, New Zealand, and Asia. Are we looking at pretty much the same lineup of brands, or do we have some differences in your part of the globe?
No, it's fairly similar. In APAC, we don't see as many brands in market. So our main brand is Snap Fitness across Asia Pacific. And then we also have Nine Round. So we do have, I guess, master franchisor rights to YogaFit. But our main focus at the moment is still driving the Snap Fitness brand, which has been in market for 10 years now. And then also Nine Rounds. So getting those two brands, you know, humming, and then potentially the option when it's right, bringing in the YogaFit brand as well. So just really focusing on those two key brands. And we do have an element of the fitness on demand as well, but it's probably not as strong as I guess across the rest of the world. But again, same thing, we utilize that platform during lockdown. It was a really good resource to our communities, our members and non-members. It was free, so we could just get people moving in their homes. I guess in addition to, and something that was introduced to the US during the COVID lockdown period, was we've always had a Snap app, which was created, I guess, in Australia. And it's, again, it's another digital platform that we were able to use during COVID to support our members through challenges and different journeys. So the app provides workouts within the app, and it can be used on a mobile device or desktop. We were also able to offer nutritional advice. And we also had like a guru or mindful section, so we could provide really good content around mental wellness during that time too. So that was in conjunction with the FOD platform, Fitness on Demand. And we ran a 28-day Move with Snap Fitness challenge during the COVID period as well. And that was a global initiative. So I think that was something new for Carol and rolling out with the US. So it was a really exciting initiative that I think we turned on its head within about 5 days.
Wow, that's impressive. And again, there was some investment and some decisions made way back when that definitely paid off. But someone also had to pull the trigger and say, okay, we're going to shift in 5 days from now. We're going to do this massive global thing. Yeah. I really want to talk to both of you about some trends all over franchising and marketing that you're seeing. But before we get there, I'm still sort of fascinated by this idea of global and local and how it pertains to franchising. I have a hard time wrapping my head around how on earth, with multiple brands literally across the entire globe, how do you keep brand consistency and how do you keep brand messaging the same, but maybe also make it specific and unique for some locations. Is that something that happens, you know, between the two of you and other colleagues frequently with sharing information? How does that work?
Yeah, I can start with that. So our markets truly can feel really different. And so when something like a global pandemic hits, you have to come together to figure out what message is going to work across those markets. So I think that was actually really the best opportunity that we could have had as a brand to come together and really understand, you know, working with Steph and her team, what's working in Australia, New Zealand compared to what's working in the US and Canada. And just seeing the differences, because I don't think that we had been as focused on our global brand as we are today.
Excellent. Steph, any thoughts there?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I mean, our Carolyn is right. Our markets are so different. And one that's, you know, top of mind for me is the Asia market. So that's it's a very much a tricky one for us because, you know, the different look and feel that we have to present through all our marketing assets and messaging. You know, sometimes the messaging in English is very different in Mandarin or Cantonese. So we have to be so mindful of that. But yeah, we very much have, I think, you know, think global, act local approach. So, but I'd have to say, like, I think the US does a great job at setting the pace from a brand guidelines perspective and really pushes that down to each market. And then we've got the opportunity just to tweak it slightly so it's really relevant for that consumer audience.
Excellent. Let's talk some trends. What is going on out there in any of your countries as far as fitness, as far as your brand? And then we'll get to franchise development in a bit. But right now, what trends are you seeing for the rest of 2020 and maybe getting into 2021, we hope?
Sure. So the first one that comes to mind for me, especially in the fitness industry, but honestly, pretty much everywhere, is video content. So I know a lot of fitness brands are, like Steph was talking about, either creating or using an app or digital platform to put out those fitness videos. So a daily workout. There are brands that are big and small in the US here that have turned to virtual memberships based on that video content that they've created either over COVID or that they intend to create moving forward. So that's a huge one.
Excellent. And I think so many, like you said, so many other types of businesses are getting into more video content and reaching people at home. And I think we're really only seeing the sort of the surface of you may be reaching more consumers than you ever could have in person because there are so many people who might not ever walk into a brick and mortar to do their workout, but they're very willing to do it and likely to do it at home. So, you know, the pandemic has closed down some areas, but opened up so much opportunity for so many of these franchise brands. Stephanie, definitely. Any more thoughts on trends from you?
Yeah, I think just touching again on video, it's certainly king. We're quite lucky. We've got a in-house videographer and photographer, so he's able to turn things around quite quickly. And I think for people out there, that can be quite daunting because it can be expensive if you don't have that resource.
Yeah.
There are some really cool things that you can do if you just get a really small setup to be able to support your business. It doesn't have to be full production, lights, camera, action. You can certainly do, you know, lower key end jobs, and it still hits the mark with your audience. So it certainly, don't be daunted by the whole video era where we're going. You can certainly find some good resources that potentially can help you as a vendor, or you just get a really good setup that you can do for yourself. I am seeing more and more our bigger brands, whether it's in the fitness space or not, but I'm seeing roles with video production being advertised. So it certainly, that's where the market is going. I think ultimately too, I mean, speaking about the digital space for the fitness industry, we have been talking about it for years. So it's one thing that this global pandemic has forced us all to do is to move into that fitness space and have that digital online membership. And, you know, we've got to cater for that. This is here for the long haul now. It's not going to change in any business. So you just need to be constantly refining and making sure that we've got the best tools to be able to deliver through the digital space. It's certainly for us in, you know, whilst we might get back to some normality and it's bricks and mortar is the forefront of our business, it's certainly a great retention tool as well to keep our members, you know, as a paying member. You know, they might not leave us and go and join somewhere else because they've got the convenience to work out wherever they are.
Yeah, I think that's the other big challenge post-pandemic. And maybe before whatever the next crisis that comes along is, you know, what does the retention of all of those consumers look like? What are we doing to not just take care of them during this crisis, but what are we doing to keep them after they could go back out and maybe shop around? It sounds like you've got a very good handle on that.
We try to.
Let's talk a little Fran Dev. Anything that you guys see happening in the franchise development world as far as marketing goes, trends for the rest of this year and next year?
Sure. So for the US and Canada, there's definitely a lot of opportunity for growth. As you know, things are kind of ebbing and flowing in terms of, you know, down to the county level, people are still closed, people are open. So there's lots of opportunities for us here domestically. But we are now helping facilitate virtual discovery days. So kind of removing that travel and that in-person component, which can be difficult because that's usually when the relationships are built. Yeah. So we're trying to take what we did in person to a virtual platform without losing that sort of human connection and personal touch. So in the US, we'll be hosting 10 virtual discovery days for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Eight in specific markets that we're looking at or that we may have opportunities, but also two just nationally.
And I like that idea too, because, you know, just like with consumers, you may actually talk to a candidate who wasn't going to get on a plane and fly to Minneapolis for one reason or another, especially in the winter time, as somebody who's flown from Chicago to Minneapolis several times in the winter, being able to do that virtually is, that could really be a game changer. Steph, is that something you guys are doing in your neck of the woods as well with the virtual discovery days?
Yeah, absolutely. We, funnily enough, we did start to do that sort of just as COVID hit. We found sort of the face-to-face discovery nights or days that we used to call them just weren't hitting the mark. So we pivoted to the digital space, and it was just such good timing because we rolled that all the way through. And we continue those during lockdown just to try and keep sort of whatever, our potential franchisees looked like warm and tried to keep them engaged with the brand. And we also, I guess the biggest space we've been working in is creating some really good blog posts or editorials with our existing franchisees so that they can tell their story as to why they got into franchising and why they chose, you know, whether it's Snap Fitness brand or Nine Round brand. And it's really working for us. So we use those particular blog posts or editorials through our EDM strategy, through our existing lead base, whether it's paid media or if we go out to different publications and potentially also through, PR opportunities. And one of the ones that we're looking at the moment, we're looking at our existing franchise network, and we've actually got some sports stars within our group. So we've got a famous swimmer, we've got a couple of ex-All Blacks in New Zealand who are a part of our franchisee group, and we're going to do some stories on them about, life after sport and, you know, where do you go to when you sporting career. So we think that they're quite relevant. Should be some strong stories in market just to be able to engage with the consumer in a different way. So whilst we'll still have all the paid media in place and we'll still be speaking, always driving pipeline lead opportunities, just utilizing some different stories to get people engaged with, you know, why franchising. But as Caroline said, like, we have such a strong opportunity in the franchise space. Speaking with some of our industry professionals in franchising, they say a recession, you know, we've been actually declared in Australia officially in a recession. It's the best time for franchising because, sure, you know, there's not that many jobs out there and people have to look at what are our options today? How do I move forward? So it could be a really exciting space in the next coming months, but we've got some really good quarter one next year. We've already got 12 clubs potentially opening, all going, touch wood, all going well with COVID.
Wow. Love that. And I've been saying this to some brands here in the States too, that any new franchisees who come on board for the rest of this year during a pandemic or right after a pandemic, those franchisees are probably going to be your superstars for the next 5 years because they made a decision during a very troubling time. It wasn't something they just kind of fell into and said, I'll try this for a while. If somebody's opening a business during this, they're going to do well. They're going to be the hardest and smartest working franchisees in the whole system, I think.
I guess some of those people have decided, well, I have to put my house on the line here. So yeah. I could be my family and they do it. And as you said, they're going to be some of the superstars and the hardest working people post pandemic.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back in just a moment with some contact information if anyone would like to learn a little bit more from either one of you. But before we go, a quick note, a resource I've been recommending lately for all marketers, especially those in franchise brands, is oneupweb.com/franchise. It's got lots of free franchise marketing resources like an SEO audit template, a guide for Google listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is OneUpWeb's new franchise marketing playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system, like we've been talking about today, specific tips for working with franchisees, and including data that's happening right now and some insights from what OneUpWeb sees after the pandemic. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at oneupweb.com/franchise. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing some insights on what's happening globally and locally with all of your brands. If any of our listeners would like to learn a little bit more, is there a good place they can reach out to either one of you? Carolyn, you're first.
Sure. You can find me on LinkedIn, or you can reach out directly at clane@liftbrands.com.
Excellent. And Steph?
Yeah, much the same. You can touch base on LinkedIn. So it's Stephanie with an F, you can email me at snicholson@liftbrands.com.
Excellent. We'll have links to all of those places on the show notes so people can find you easily. Thanks again for being here, and I look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020 Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.